Good morning, AM Tampa Bay, on a Monday morning as we unveil our weapons of mass information here. And if you want to join us, call us at 800-969-9352. And we got Jay Ratliff on board here, our day trade fund expert. And Jay, I've been reading some positive things about the market and what's expected now.
Well, you know, the earnings have really helped out. We came into this quarter, Jack, with a lot of people saying, you know, this is going to be a real slow quarter. It's not going to be like the others, blah, blah, blah. But typically, we have 65% of the companies beat estimates in a normal quarter as far as the earnings and 20% that miss. Right now, we have almost 200 of the 500 S&P 500 that have reported in, 78%. Have beaten estimates, not 65, but 78%, 15% have missed. So, you know, we're seeing right now that things continue to, you know, fire on all cylinders. We still have 65 days to go in the year, so it's still early. But, Jack, this could be the first time in history that stocks, bonds, gold, and crude all are up more than 10% on the year.
Wow, everything across the board, because generally I thought gold and silver, things like that, went up when the market was being threatened or going down.
That's exactly the case, but this is a party where everything's included, apparently. So, yeah, for the Democrats looking for, you know, holes to poke, there's not a whole lot right now anyways.
And there's and that hole that you're poking with the Chinese is closing quick, you know? So,
Jeff, we had what? Over the weekend, we found out that China's committed to buy $40 billion to $50 billion of U.S. agricultural products, which, of course, was the thing for the president. And they've got some other things to do, but they're saying that the first phase of the deal, as far as the trade deal between the two countries, has been pretty much agreed upon. And, of course, that's one of the reasons that the market was up big time on Friday, I think finished about 150 points up. But intraday, we were back over a new record as well. So, again, a lot of things are going on there. And, of course, let's remember, we got word this weekend that Brexit is getting yet another extension of some 3 months. So that tension has been put off for now. And I don't think there'll be a major impact on the U.S. markets. It'll be minimal, but it might be positive as well. So, yeah, right now to say things are firing on all cylinders would be an understatement.
By the way, you're also our airline expert, aviation expert. What do you think about United Airlines has got a Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker themed 737 that people can fly on?
Well, you know, it's the rave right now as far as you have all the stuff with the new ride at the Disneyland, Disney World, and, you know, Star Wars is first and foremost on a lot of people's mind, and they're cashing in on it the same way that I've seen them and Delta and other airlines that'll name an aircraft or paint it for, you know, a certain sports team or an individual. I remember when Chipper Jones had his name painted on the side of a Delta plane, and Rivera for the Yankees when he was pitching had his name on a Delta flight as well. So, you know, they get in the fun of it. They don't like putting a lot of paint and things on those airplanes because it weighs down that aircraft. And you're talking about several hundred pounds of paint sometimes, and that means more fuel. So airlines are real reluctant to go that route as far as painting up their airplanes. I love it when they do it, but they're so busy trying to save money, sometimes they forget to have fun.
Forget to have fun. I like that. Well, yeah. Anyway, we appreciate your joining us here and our on several fronts, as a matter of fact, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Jack, I'm looking forward to it, and keep in mind, the Fed could cut rates for the third time in a row this week as well. We'll see what that does to the market midweek.
And that's generally good, too, I think.
It is, and it'd be another quarter point, which would be the third time in 3 months, and there's no inflation, but they keep cutting, so we'll see if that doesn't benefit the market a little bit as well.
Well, you'll find him at daytradefund.com, Jay Ratliff.
And it's, keep up the great work, guys.